from the Man Cave. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching with your daily devotion for April the 14th. I'm throwing the piece of paper at my wife really close because she's mocking me. She's, when I'm saying welcome to the Man Cave, she's going, welcome to the Man Cave. Hey, today we're going to have an awesome devotion. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Guys, today we're going to be in the book of Matthew, which was a tax collector. People hated this guy. They just absolutely hated Matthew. You know, they hate me because they hate me. Well, we're going to be in chapter 6. We're looking at verse 10. It's a short verse. It says this, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know what? A lot of times we're praying, okay, and we're praying amiss. Why? Because we're not praying that God's will would be done here on earth in our lives as it is in heaven. If we could line our thoughts and our will with what God has for us in heaven, what His thoughts are for us, okay, in His will, and what He wants for us, you wouldn't believe the difference, because when we align our will with His will, the answer is yes. Friends, listen to this devotion I read this morning. I think this is so interesting. It says this, God has an idea, determines His will, and then brings it to pass. In teaching us to move after the pattern of His workings, He begins, watch this very carefully, I know that's kind of wordy, God begins by giving His idea to us. We receive it in the form of a dream, a vision, or by the Holy Spirit. It goes on to say, His Holy Spirit impresses us with the confirming, meaning this, we know that that dream, that vision, that thought we had was of Him, okay? Watch this. As soon as we know that the idea, that thought we had is from God and it is the will of God, then we pray it back to God and it's established. Meaning, isn't that crazy? I was reading this and I was like, what? You know what I'm saying? And I understand how it works. I'm going to give it to you. His word tells us exactly how to pray. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Meaning, God had a thought. He had an idea. He decided, this is my will. He allows you to perceive it. Somehow, some way, you're given it to in a vision, a dream, the Holy Spirit places upon your heart, you're reading something, somehow it comes alive in you, okay? Start to perceive that this is the will of God. And then what do? God says, let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then you start to pray, meaning He's leading you in His will to pray for that thing. That is the spiritual key, okay? So you finally get the idea that, oh my goodness, this wonderful thought I had, this wonderful dream, this wonderful vision, are you kidding me? This is above and beyond anything that I ever expected. He's placed it in your heart and now it's come alive in you. And what are you doing? You're going back to God and said, Lord, let it be done here on earth as it is in heaven. See, it originated in heaven. It originated with God. It originated in the will of God by His own idea, not you. You didn't come up with it. So let me show you how this works in my life. And a lot of times if we use our own personal experiences, it really ties it in. Oh my goodness, probably 25 years ago or so, I was in industry, I was making lots of money, I had a great job, house, car, all the things that a person wanted, I was single. But here's the thing, according to man's standard, I had everything that you could want. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I was thriving in industry, okay? And I was having a lot of fun going to the movies, doing this, doing that, doing a lot of stuff I shouldn't have been doing, okay? But one night I was at the pool, okay? And I was sitting there in the jacuzzi and it was in the winter, okay? And I remember, I was so lonely. According to man, I should have been so happy. But here's the thing, man is oftentimes a liar, the world is a liar, and Satan's never going to tell me the truth. I was empty on the inside. And I remember feeling, Lord, I am so empty. I am so lonely. I mean, it was just like this dread had fallen over me. And I was like, Lord, I want a spouse. I want to be married. I want someone to share this life with. And so I was in the whirlpool, okay, and I'm sitting there, and I just was led in this most powerful prayer. I mean, I just started praying like I'd never prayed before, okay? I was like, Lord, I want to be married. I want a godly wife. Now, watch this. I'm praying for a godly wife, but I wasn't living a godly life, okay? Here I am praying for something that I am not, nowhere near, okay? I knew about God and Jesus, and I'd somewhat given my life over to Him, but I wasn't living the life, okay? So I'm praying for a godly wife while I'm not living a godly life, okay? And I said, I want her to be so close to you and love you so much that she will help me to stay on the straight and narrow, that she will encourage me to read my Bible, that she will have my sorry tale in church every Sunday, and that she would mature me and and nurture me and get me to the place where, here's the thing, I can stand on solid ground. Guys, I'm in the whirlpool praying. It's amazing that God is leading me in a prayer to pray for something that I'm not living. I'm nowhere near what I'm describing that I want in a wife. And so I describe this perfect wife, okay, as if God was speaking through me, and He was. His Holy Spirit was leading me in the prayer. Okay, and then there was a point where God says, okay, now you fill in the blanks. And I was like, okay, meaning it just came natural. After I prayed that she would be godly and that she would draw me unto Him and she would help me to get to church and do all these things that I knew I needed in my life. See, I knew that. I knew I needed those things in my life. I says, Lord, I want her to be from a different country. I want her to have brown hair and I want her to have an accent and I want her smoking hot. And then I added even a few more things that I would dare not share with you on the man cave, okay? Because I know you guys would go blah, 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 blah. But listen, I shared all this with God, okay? And then that was it. The prayer was over. I felt better. I was released. It. God led me in that prayer. Meaning this, it was God's will to lead me in that prayer. He gave me that thought, He impressed that upon me, and all of a sudden the feelings I had were so real, I was so empty, I was so lonely that He led me in the prayer by the power of His Holy Spirit. Okay, and I got that prayer out. Okay, and before, watch this very carefully. This is such an important point. Before I prayed that prayer, guess what I did? I went to God and I asked for forgiveness for the life that I was living. Friends, I knew the life I was living wasn't glorifying to God because I'd been in church as a child. My mom took me to church, okay? I knew right from wrong. And the life I was living was somewhere kind of in the middle, which means what? Was it right? Wrong? Is there a gray area with God? No grays with God. I was in the wrong, okay? Friends, there's no gray. There's no middle ground. You're either living a life of righteousness and holiness unto God, okay? One that He will give you a high five for and say, well done, good, faithful servant. Or you're living a life that's, you don't even want to look at God. The life I was living, I knew it wasn't pleasing God. So before the prayer, I said, Lord, forgive me. And I kind of spilled my guts. And then I went to the second phase of praying for a godly woman. And then the third phase of adding what I wanted her to look like. She better be smoking hot, God. Long hair, a certain color eyes. You know, it was so funny. And then the prayer was over. I felt better, okay? And here's the thing. My life went on just the same. It was only after a few weeks I forgot the prayer, okay? I get a call. I'm at work and I get a call to come into the office. I thought, that's kind of strange. It's the middle of the day. I'm in the field. So I come into the office and it's the president. I'm sitting in front of him. He says, Matt, we have an opportunity and we would like you to take it. And the guy's name was David Christie. Nice guy. He was from Australia. Yeah, mate. Hey, throw one on the Barbie. I know it's a terrible accent. And so he says, Matt, here's the thing. In Las Vegas, I need you to be a manager. I was like, you got to be kidding me. See, I was in sales. He says, yeah, there's a manager assistant job there. You would train and it pays a whole lot more. Are you interested? I was like, Vegas? Are you kidding? See, that's the life I was living. I'm like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I'm there. And there's no state tax. I was like, can't lose with a losing machine because I was in LA. I was like, man, I want to get out of LA. Vegas is just up and coming. It's in the 90s. I mean, here's the thing. Let's go there. I know it's a lot better than here. Buffets. You know, I didn't gamble a lot and I didn't drink. I was like, well, those allures aren't going to drag me down under, but it just seemed exciting, especially being young, okay? So I get in Vegas, and I get my apartment, I'm going and I'm training every day. It's not working real well. I was never meant to be a manager. Whole nother devotion, don't go carefully. Down. About a year later, I end up moving to Vegas, okay? And I'm 2 months into my stay in Vegas as I'm a manager trainee. Okay, watch what happens. I'm at the Whirlpool, okay, and there's an older woman and a younger gal, okay, about my age, smoking hot in her bathing suit. I'm like, don't look. You know, man, it's like, you know, if you look, she knows you like her. And she's right there, and I'm just kind of trying to be cool, like, oh my goodness, she's hot! You know what I'm saying? But I hear her name's Tracy, that's my wife, okay? I hear her mom talking, and her mom has this thick, broad accent. Throw it into the wall, she's a big grand. She has this thick accent. But here's the thing, while I was so nervous, I didn't know what to say. And you're like, Matt, you nervous, not talking? I didn't know what to say. I just listened, but I knew they were from a different country. Nothing happened, but when they were leaving, I was like, I can't not say anything, because I'm, you know, what if I meet this chick again, okay? So when she was leaving, I said, hey, baby, I'll hit on you next time. And my wife says, you will you? Okay. Well, I never thought I would see her again. Okay. Watch this again. This pool is closed. For some reason, the Whirlpool is out of business. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So I go, I have to walk for like 2 blocks because there is phase one and phase two. And I go to phase one. Lo and behold, who's there? But I've forgotten her, okay? The only thing that brings her to mind is the mom and her thick accent. Well, here's the thing. We start talking a little bit, okay? One thing led to another. We started dating. One thing led to another. Watch this very carefully. 4 months later, I'm married. Do you see how it works, guys? It's almost a year, okay, to the day, okay? And I can't tell you exactly, because I can't tell you the exact day I prayed, but I know it was in November, December, okay? Watch this. I'm married, happily married, okay, to the woman of my dreams. Now, there's a lot more to the story that goes along a lot more with God's what? Sovereignty and His providence and safeguarding that relationship and blessing that relationship. And friends, here's the thing. Tracy and I just hit it off, okay? She's saved. I'm saved. She started growing in the Lord. She was helping me to grow in the Lord. It's exactly how the Lord led me in that prayer. That's how it works. God will give you that dream. He will give you that vision. He will give you that goal. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter how big it is, because you can't make it happen. Friends, here's the thing. If you were to tell me a year that you're going to be married to a woman from Ireland that's beautiful, that's a godly Christian, that, you know, it's going to help you and develop you and mentor you and kind of cultivate you a little bit, because I was very rough around the edges, okay? Here's the thing, I was like, no way. You know, that's not going to happen to me. You know what I'm saying? But it did. Why? Because it was God's idea. God knew what I needed. What did I need to do? Submit to His authority. Repent of the life I was living. Allow Him to help me, okay? And believe in what He says. Whatever He says in your life is going to come to pass. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to work it out. All you have to do is wait patiently. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. He will direct your path. You didn't know I could moonwalk, did you? Back to our original text, guys. Our Father, which means Abba, who art in heaven, holy be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Friends, a lot of you don't want what God has for you because you don't trust God. Meaning, you want what you want. And that's where I was at the time. I wanted what I wanted. I wanted to do what I wanted to do, hang out where I wanted to hang out. I wanted to do all the things that it was all about me. It was all about what I thought would make me happy, what I thought would bring pleasure and satisfy me in this life. I had no idea God really knew better than me in this area, but He actually does. That's where it comes to trust. If you will trust what He has, His ideas, His will for you, where are those? They're in heaven. Where do you want those? You want those established on earth. How does that happen? You submit to Him, and He will give you those things. He will place them on your heart, your mind, and then you will respond to those things, meaning you will start walking in faith and believing Him. You're not trying to figure it out. You're not trying to establish it. You're not trying to make it happen. What are you doing? You're heeding. You're putting up the white flag and say, I'm with you on that, Lord. If you say that's it, that's it. Do that prayer again. Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, it comes to trusting God, believing that God knows better than you. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, no, He's not a fuddy-duddy. He knows what's going to bring you the most happiness. He knows the desires of your heart, because here's the thing, if you're in right relationship with Him, He put them there. You just can't figure it out. You have these grandiose ideas about life, okay? And He may have given you those grandiose ideas about life, but you can't do it. You're like, you're going stir crazy because you want to accomplish this and do this and all these different things, but you don't know how to do it. You know how you do it? You put up the white flag and you say, Lord, let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let Him bring it to you. Because once He brings it to you, He's not adding a burden to it. Oftentimes we have dreams. We try to fulfill them in our own strength. You know what we do? We rack up a whole lot of debt. But when he gives a gift, there's no strings attached, okay? And there's no burden to it. That new car doesn't come with 72 payments of $990, okay? And an insurance payment of $370 a month. Oh no, it's clear. It's free, okay? You get the title to the home. You get the promotion. You get the job. You didn't have to do these things. You didn't have to compromise in your relationship. You didn't have to cut corners, okay, to get what God has for you. Why? Because it's in heaven. It's His will. It's His idea. We want to hearken. We want to say yes to Your idea. Is Lord, we want to surrender to the will of God. Some people just are going about this life wanting their will. But I like what Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, not my will, but Thy will be done. And when we do that, we're the happiest, we're the most fulfilled, we're impacting the world, okay? We're helping others. Not only are we blessed, but our blessings are flowing on and over onto other people around us. And we couldn't lose with a losing machine. Why? Because of us? Me, myself, and I? My gifts, my talents, my abilities? No, because of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And He sits on the throne and He thought about me and He sent those thoughts my way. And all I said was, okay, I love it. Let it be done, Lord. I believe You. Okay? I don't know how. Help my faith. I believe. Help my unbelief. Friends, we got to trust God. Okay? It doesn't mean when He gives you that dream, don't be looking for tomorrow. Okay? you want to trust him. Just know what's going to happen. I mean, here's the thing. If you know what's going to happen and it can't fail to happen, okay, you can relax. I think a lot of us are so tense. We want to help God. Friends, you got to realize this. This is going to be the most profound thing you've ever heard. God doesn't need your help. Let me say one more statement. I've tried to help him before. I messed it up. I threw a wrench into it. God doesn't need any of our helps, guys. Okay? We want to help because we're not patient. We want to help because we lack faith. Okay? Here's the thing. If a billionaire came up to you and says, hey, I'm going to give you $10 million. Okay? I promise you, within a certain amount of time, you're going to receive that from me. And you knew this guy was a man of his word. Would you worry? You wouldn't worry. Here's the thing. God doesn't lie. In Malachi, he says, I don't change and I don't lie. If he's given you that vision, that dream, that desire, that goal, it's coming to pass. Don't look for it tomorrow. Rest, trust, live life. Do what you know to do in between the time he promises and the time it's fulfilled. What is that? I want to live in righteousness. I'm not trying to be perfect. I'm not trying to earn the gift. Friends, watch this very carefully. From the time that he gives you that dream, that vision, that goal, whatever it is that he places in your heart and you know it's alive, it becomes rhema in you, okay? From that time, live in righteousness. You're not trying to earn it. It's already been given. You and I can never earn God's blessings, okay? We can never earn his favor. He just decides, something inside him decides to do it, okay? And so during that time, don't try to earn it, but you know what is pleasing to him and what is not. Try to live a life of righteousness in between here and here. If you make a mistake, repent of it, turn from it, agree with what he says about the sin, okay? Turn from that, turn towards him. You have to live life. You have to enjoy this life. You know it's coming. It's just a matter of time. Nothing can stop. I love in the book of Job in 42, 1 and 2, it says this, I know that you can do all things, that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. It can't be stopped. That's why we started in the beginning about God's sovereignty, his power over creation, his right arm, its strength, okay? In the shadow of his wings. What does that mean? It means the shadow of his power, okay? Nothing is going to hinder God, okay, in his purpose and his plan in your life. You just need to rest in it and move forward in it. And friends, when that dream comes, here's the thing. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Watch this. Do not forsake him after you have what he's placed into your life. A lot of people, after they receive the blessings of God, they kind of go and do their own thing. They think, oh, I don't need you from here, God. Here's the thing. You don't want to be like that. And if that's in your heart, you probably get that the time between here and here is going to be wider. You know what I'm saying? He has to know that you're not going to forsake him. See, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, that's what God told the Israelites. He says, when you go into the land and when you receive houses and receive vineyards and receive all this stuff that you didn't build, you didn't plant, okay? You didn't deserve, you didn't earn, okay? Don't you dare forget me. See, he tells them ahead of time, don't forget me, okay? Now, what did they end up doing? This is Matt from the Man Cave.